Good morning, I'm Kenny Choi. This is your Picks Now update. We remain on storm watch right now as the rain continues across the Bay Area. Taking a live look outside right now, you can see it has been a slow and soggy commute for many this morning. Drivers being encouraged to take some extra precaution to stay safe on those wet roads. The storm has already turned deadly in Oakland. A falling tree branch killed a man seeking shelter from the storm. Heavy downpours and high winds took down a 30-foot branch on Caltrans property along Interstate 580. And we are expecting more flooding and downed trees as the morning progresses. You'll probably want to avoid the Santa Cruz Mountains if possible. This was the scene on Highway 35 near Bear Creek Road this morning. You could see the debris has totally blocked it off. Crews are working to get it cleared. And the Santa Clara County Fire Department made quick work of two large trees that fell across Idlewild Drive just off Highway 17. This happened right around midnight. The firefighters got to work with their chainsaws to help clear the road. In the North Bay, power lines were ripped down, trees toppled over, and streets flooded as the storm battered that area. 90-mile-per-hour winds also slammed parts of Petaluma and Marin last night during the height of the storm. Right now, thousands of people remain without power in the region. Here's the latest on the power outages across the Bay Area. The biggest impact is in the North Bay right now, where more than 10,000 people are still without power at this hour. Along the peninsula, more than 7,000 affected. In the South Bay, just over 6,000 customers have lost power. And in the East Bay, more than 1,000 people have been impacted. Up in the Sierra, the storm is delivering loads of fresh snow. Take a look in some high winds. Most people heeding the warnings and staying off the roads, but a news crew got stuck. They were lucky, though, that three snowboarders came to their rescue. Hardware stores in that area have seen a steady stream of visitors coming in desperate for chains.
And of course, they need the other things, the sand and the ice melt and the shovels and winter gear. You need hats and clothes.
Even the snow plows are struggling to keep up. Minutes after one plow went by at Downer Summit, the road was already covered again. Let's check in with Mary Lee, who is tracking a break in the storm for us, but more rain on the way.
That's right, and moderate to heavy rain in some locations on high-def Doppler. We've had also lightning strikes north of the Bay Bridge this morning, as well as east of Lafayette. So still active weather, and zooming in, and you can see heavy rain right over San Francisco down through Daly City, and those orange and red colors indicating heavy rain coming down across the Bay Bridge and to the East Bay, Berkeley, Oakland, as well as for Orinda, as well as Walnut Creek. And you can see all of this generally pushing to the east. We are looking at scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms as we go through the day, and a high surf warning, very rough surf until now, until 5 p.m. tomorrow, breaking waves up to 40 feet or higher, an increased risk of rip currents. Our current winds, 20-mile-per-hour winds at SFO, 21 in downtown San Francisco out of the southwest, 19-mile-per-hour winds in Berkeley, 20 in Vallejo, and looking at 20-mile-per-hour winds in Antioch. And again, we are going to see the winds ease as we head through the day. Let's show you future cast and what we're expecting rain-wise. So as we put this into motion, we are looking at scattered showers. Again, the chance to see a brief heavy downpour or an isolated thunderstorm as we head through the afternoon. The atmosphere is still unstable behind yesterday's powerful cold front that rolled in, and we are looking at a lot of snow up in the Sierra still. A winter storm warning in effect, as well as a blizzard warning. Kenny?
Mary, thank you, and we will be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch and listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website. It's kpix.com, and check out our KPIX Facebook page.